This is In Brief. Let's get to it. Hey there, and welcome back to the In Brief podcast. This is Jordana. I'm the CEO of the Recon Network, host of this podcast, which is designed to give you a few minutes to reflect on a certain topic that hopefully helps you in some moment of transition or something you may be going through. Today, we're talking about this moment is a gift. Years ago, one of my kids came home with a small clay trinket that they had made at daycare. I'm sure you've gotten these. I think it was supposed to be a bowl, but it didn't sit quite steadily, and the weight of the sides made it really easy to tip. It was hand-painted in a way that only a preschooler could, with bright colors that bled together and blobs of paint that I'm sure resembled something important to her, but I couldn't quite make out. It was one of those gifts that you get as a parent that you just keep because. And even today, 10 or more years later, that lopsided bowl sits on my dresser holding some of my most precious things. The kid at the center of it has grown up now and is now a teenager, and ironically, one who is one of the most brilliant artists her age. And yet this trinket lives on in its own useless way, right in the center of my life. But I don't keep it just because it's useful or even because it matches the decor, because it absolutely doesn't. I keep it because it was a gift, and because it was a gift from a bright-faced little child who poured all that she had into it. Because of that, it has inherent meaning. And even though a thrift store would probably turn it away, I'd be willing to fight a burglar over it. Now, this connection between gifts and meaning is incredibly real. No, not everything that you've been given has meaning, and not everything that has meaning has been given to you. A lot of it has meaning simply because you earned it or struggled for it. But still, there is a connection between gifts and meaning, and things that we see as true presents often carry more meaning to us than the value of the thing itself. As an example, I have a rifle shell casing from my grandfather's 21-gun salute at his funeral. It's absolutely worthless in the sense of what has value on this earth, but to me, it's something that I absolutely treasure. I'm currently going through my planning stages for the upcoming year, and in doing so, I caught something that Stephen Lawson, the founder of Monk Manual, said. Speaking of those who look at their life as providing the meaning and purpose that they wanted and that they pull from, he noted that there's always one unifying trait. They all see life as a gift. Now, I can attest to that myself, and maybe you can too. In the times where I've felt the closest to feeding my purpose, I've also been in a mindset that allows me to see the bigger picture. Usually, I've been in a place of gratitude, thankful for life and what it is, not just worried about what it should be. And in that freedom, I am able to live more fully as who I am, and accomplish the things that I am here to do, not sink into a hole of comparison and discontent. When we see life as a gift, we can not only find more meaning in it, but we can take more meaning out of it as well. Think about it. How many sunsets have you seen melt into the night sky? Each is a one-of-a-kind show that will never be perfectly repeated. That shooting star that you wished on as a kid, it was a fleeting streak of hope across the dark. It was gone in a blink. And to that point in your life years ago that was the hardest thing you've ever been through, it's gone too. Sure, memories are there and you may still carry meaning from it, but everything in life is temporary and it should be seen as what it is, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So a question for you. How would your point of view change if you looked at life as a gift? As every moment a present given to you to do something amazing with? Even though not all of them are perfect moments, some may be a little too wobbly or too bright or too noisy, but there is something there to be gained. There is something there to be taken. There is something there to be remembered. What does your life look like when you see every moment for what it is and not what you think it should be? Life's a gift, sure. But it's not wrapped up in ribbons and bows. It's wild, it's messy, and it's unpredictable. But it's also yours to unwrap every single day. So what will you do with it?